Hello, welcome to the very second episode of It Be Like That podcast. I have not one, not two, but three amazing guests with me today. My mentor, Christian Howard, is here all the way from DC. Please grace us with your presence.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys? I'm just excited to be here. Excited to help.
Yes. What do you do?
Oh, Lord. So I am a psychotherapist by trade. I am a clinical mental health counselor. I run two programs, one for a transitional housing program for teen moms in DC. And then I also am opening up a homeless center in DC for the whole homeless population. And this has kind of been sponsored by the mayor. And then I have a nonprofit called Queens Are Rising, which will be based in San Bernardino. Look out for the next proof event, which will be in DC on January 11th. And we'll be talking about mental health and entrepreneurship. But I do a lot of things in the community, but I'm just here to serve the people.
That's beautiful.
That's really nice. Thank you.
And then representing the southwest side of Philadelphia.
You know how it go, y'all.
We have two amazing queens. Please introduce yourself, Zahra Ba.
Hi, my name is Zahra Ba, and I'm a senior at Academy at Palumbo, and I have a YouTube channel called Zahra Ba, so make sure you guys go and tune into that and also subscribe. I just started out in the summertime, just like in Asia, and we've really been just grinding for this YouTube, so
grinding.
Go ahead and support us.
Yes, please. In Anasia Lyle.
Yes, guys. It's Anasia Lyle. So I also have a YouTube channel. Go ahead and check that out if you like pranks, mukbangs, vlogs.
Story times.
Yes, juicy, juicy story times. Yeah, so I'm just a senior, you know, doing this whole YouTube thing, grinding. Go ahead and support.
Awesome. Everyone, please go check out their Instagrams, their YouTubes, do all of that. So today's topic, we will be talking about friendships, the complicated connections that we have with many different people, boo things, and shorties to the left, you know. So I'm going to start by just defining what I think is a good friendship, and even what a friendship is. I think of a friendship as just another support system outside of your family. Even they can even be considered family at some point, and there are people that you can talk to about anything. There's people that are going to keep it real with you. Those are the people that are going to tell you when you're wrong, even if you don't want to hear it. And they're also going to uplift you when you need uplifting, all those beautiful things. And so I want to go around the table, and I want everyone to define what a good relationship, a good friendship is to them.
So I'll go first. I think a good friendship is, like, I'm big on loyalty. Mm-hmm. And yes. I'm also big on you can't judge me now if I'm doing something. You know, you was doing that too at one point. I think judging is like a big deal for me, because how am I supposed to tell you things and trust you if you're going to judge me about it? And I feel like some friends are just there. Like, you, they're like your sisters. Mm-hmm. And even if you guys fight, y'all know y'all going to get back together. Like, mm-hmm. It's just no breaking up. I like those type of friendships sometimes.
Sometimes.
So I'll say the same thing. I definitely agree with loyalty and sisterhood. My friends, we've been friends for like 15, 20 years. So I would never give up on them. We didn't fought, had some crazy moments. They always check me for when I'm wrong, because I'm a little crazy. But I definitely agree with loyalty. And just like you said, like a support system, these are the friends that you should be able to call on whenever you need anything. I always mm-hmm. tell people, like, one of my best friends, when I knew she was like my ride or die, we call her Big Sister because she's the most financially responsible person ever. but she, when I went to college in Atlanta, she actually put my car in her name. So that's like friends. And we had just met, like, I think we met freshman year, the first semester, and then like second semester, she was like, yeah, I got you for sure. I was like, I owe you the rest of my life. So but those are like the friends. Like right now, my friends, we got babies and people are getting married and stuff, but like anytime they need anything, I'm quick to, if I got 150, 200, whatever you want to stack, I'll send it. Cause like, those are the women that I know, like, have my back. Mm-hmm. And they do judge me all the time, but you know what? I'm like, like you said, you did it too before, but judge me, please judge me, because I need the criticism so I can get better.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I would say that for me, a friend is just someone I can lean on if I need, you know what I'm saying, to talk to somebody or just vent. I can lean on you. And you're loyal. You know, if you cross me, we're no longer friends. It's right. So, yeah.
I think that's a big thing, too, like knowing when to, like, forgive someone, knowing when to bring someone back in your life. Mm-hmm. And so how would you guys do that? Like, how would you decipher if, hey, you got to go?
Oh, I cut people off quick.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
No problem.
My boundaries, I just don't believe in, like, people stabbing you in the back, betrayal, all of that. Like, mm-hmm. if you tell my business, like, if I told you a lot of stuff and then you go back and tell my business, I'm definitely cutting you off. I have a friend right now that I'm going through a situation with. I love her to death, but we had some issues, and I'm trying to bring her back in. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard to bring somebody in that you trusted so much, and then
they betrayed it.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with, like, just cut you off. If you are not loyal, I'm cutting you off, and I do it with class, but I'm gonna let you know, like, look, boo, it ain't going down no more. So lose my number.
Wow.
Real quick. Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever, like, cut off, like, someone, like, serious, you know? Like, I'm still very young, so maybe my friendships are still really growing. But I feel like when I was younger, I used to, like, cut some of my friends off. Oh, you told that boy I like him. We done. Like, it was supposed to be a secret. I told you, he was supposed to tell nobody. But it would mostly be, like, when I cut you off, if it's not that deep, I just won't talk to you anymore. You're like, no, I'll slowly start to, like, not be around you. And then you'll know. I never had to really tell, you know what, you're cut, like, text you and all that stuff and delete my number. Nah.
For me, cutting people off is really easy just because I don't really invest too many feelings into relationships. Mm-hmm. Probably because of daddy issues, to be honest. Because of that, it's really easy for me to cut people off. And I don't have a lot of friends because I don't tolerate, I just don't like the fake vibes and stuff. So I have two good friends that I can depend on. And I'm happy with those two good friends.
Hey, sometimes small clicks are the best.
So. Right. Yeah, it's quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm. I think me and Anasia got close really fast.
Yeah, really fast. Those are the best friendships, like, though.
It's like soul sisters, you know?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. our personalities just, like, match.
Together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we need those type of friends, yeah, right? Like, those, because I feel like if I, like you said, the fake vibes, I'm probably like, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
I gotta
it's
go.
Like, when it's fake vibes, you can't wait for something to happen, so you can just be like, oh, well.
Gotta go.
I knew this was coming.
Yeah, like, I just felt something wasn't right. And I feel like sometimes when you have such a good friend, you guys get along so well, you have, like, me and Zara, for example, we have the same personality, basically. So sometimes it goes too far, and we don't know when to stop, like, the right place at the right time. We just do too much sometimes. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, because you, like, feed into each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, y'all just pipe each other on.
Each other. Stop. Do more. And it's like you're already at your most. Yeah. Like, chill.
Right. Yeah. See, I think that's the hardest thing for me, though, is that, like, for me, if I find that connection with someone because I, like, just feel like I can be different people at different times. So finding that connection with someone that, like, every day we have a good vibe, it's really hard for me to just say, if you screw me over, I'm going to have to cut you off, because connections like that are so few and far in between. So finding, like, that balance of, like, being whole within yourself and not needing, like, that connection to be happy and being able to be like, hey, you gotta go. That's a really, really important skill to have.
Well, I think it comes with time. Like you say, you're kind of, you guys are younger. I mean, I'm not that much older than you. I'm only 29. But I do think it comes with time. Like, when I was younger, I mean, you can ask my cousin who, like, we've been together since she was born, and she's only, like, a year younger than me. She used to be like, I hate your friends. Like, can you stop hanging with them? And I'm like, no, they're cool. But then they'll do something wrong to me. And I'm like, I didn't see that coming. And she's like, I told you. And now I'm like, I can see what she saw back in the day. I'm like, oh, girl, I got to cut them off. Because I, like you said, like, I was the only child. So making friends. I'm like, I need friends. Like, I need mm-hmm. sisters. I need people. And so I was hold on to people that wasn't good for me. And now I'm just like, nope, I don't need anybody. I got five friends. Well, four. And we all talk on Marco Polo. And they all live in different places. And then, like, me moving to D.C. because I'm originally from Cali, I had to find new friends. And some people, I'm like, nope. Like you said, if you can't match my personality, I don't want you. Like, now it's like, we can do business, we can go out, but if you don't match my personality, you are not getting close to me. We're not doing girls' night with some wine, and no, nope, you're not coming over.
You ain't watching my Clueless DVD.
Exactly.
And me and my best friend, we had a lot of fallouts. Like, we had so many fallouts. I thought we would never, you know, get back. But I think when you constantly think of somebody, like, oh, this funny thing just happened. I wish I could call my friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you know, okay, like, don't cut her off. But if you feel perfectly fine when you stop yes. talking to the person, like, it wasn't meant, you're fine without that person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Me and my best friend, we had a lot of fallouts. But each time, like, I wanted to, like, call her up when something, like, bad happened, or even if something funny happened. I feel like she's one of those people, like, she's just my sister. Like, you know how sisters fight?
Yep.
But you just can't cut your sisters off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's really nice. It is. We argue a lot, but we always get back together. I feel like if we, like, broke up, it would be like a breakup. Like a relationship. Like, me, like, I broke up with my boyfriend mm-hmm. type thing. It's going to be as heartbreaking as an actual breakup.
Yeah.
Friendships can feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My best friend is the exact same way. Like, my real best friend, we've been friends for, like, since we were, I think I was 8 and she was 9. And we started off, like, as competition. Like, we were in dance groups and she was my my competitor. Mm-hmm. And so we became, so we became friends. And when I say, y'all, that we'll sit there and I'd be like, I'm your baby daddy. Like, stop doing it. Because she has a daughter and that's my goddaughter. And I'm like, stop treating me like your baby daddy. Like, you always want to complain and yell at me. But we've been doing this for 20 years and, like, we argue every day. Sometimes I went a whole year without talking to her. But when we start back talking, it's like nothing
it's
ever
like
left.
It never stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good friendships, though. Because, I mean, we argue, but I love her, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that the fact that, going back to the point where you were saying, like, D.C. and how you have people in, like, all corners of, mm-hmm. like, different places, but you guys still can come together, that's what I think truly defines a relationship. Because a lot of people, especially in high school, you're friends out of convenience. You're there every day. You see each other every day. Yeah, we got a class together. We could hook each other up with some homework, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But especially now, I realized I left my school for senior year. The people that'll still hit me up and call me, hey, how are you doing? Oh, hey, how's your podcast going? Someone that'll support you, even though they're not in front of you,
mm-hmm.
that's what really shows that they care, that they're thinking about you, that they want to see you succeed. That's mm-hmm. what a true friend is. And I think that's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also, I think something that's really important about friendships is making sure it's not one-sided, because you mm-hmm. have a lot of friends mm-hmm. that just come to you and they tell you all their problems. Girl, let me tell you how you cheated on me. Girl, let me tell you how this girl said this. This girl said that. And then when it's like, oh, well, my mom, I got to go now. It's like, wow, like, are we even friends or am I your therapist? So people like that, just cut them off, because you're not a therapist. You're not getting paid for this time. Just cut her off.
I used to be the therapist friend for, like, a lot of people in middle school. Like, I used to be that person you just go to. I don't know if I had, like, talk to me on my forehead or something. Like, I did not ask you to tell me all of this. And if it was my turn, it'd be like, nah. And a lot of people have friends like that. Like, older people also have friends like that.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't know how to listen. They just mm-hmm. talk and talk and talk. You have to, like, look back and be like, wait, am I even listening to this person? Sometimes we can have a conversation with somebody for so long, whole time you're not even thinking about what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do that. That's like a human thing. Like, you're thinking about something. What am I going to eat today? She's telling me her business, but I don't really know what she's talking about right mm-hmm. now. You know, you're going on and off and on and on. Maybe people just really need to learn how to listen.
Mm-hmm. I think that if they're not listening, do they really care?
Not at all.
You know, because mm-hmm. like you said, reciprocity is key in any relationship. Yeah, so sure. I just feel like if you're not listening to me, like, do you really care? Do I need to really talk to you? And I am a big person. Like, I like to talk, but I do like to listen, being a therapist. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, if you cannot help me with my issues and I'm steady helping you with yours and I'm steady, like, pouring out and you're not pouring into me, we can't be friends.
I think that it's also a matter of being, like, secure in oneself, too, because if you feel the need to need that attention all the time, there's something that you're missing. And so, and people crave friendships, people crave that company, that companionship, but companionship is exactly that. It's two people. Mm-hmm. So without being secure in yourself and being able to, like, offer yourself to someone else in a way that will help them, and it's completely selfless if in a way, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. So you have to have that sense of security in yourself before you can invite other people in. That's the same with friendship, with relationships, with even family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely think you should heal before you get in any relationship. I think that you should heal your true self. I know, like, if my friends would talk to you now, and they'd be like, if y'all knew her 10 years ago, you would not think she'll be this girl today. Cause I was like, bad, but I needed to heal from a lot of, like, pain and just, you know, experiences with other people. And in order for you to receive love, I think you have to kind of, like, know love. Mm-hmm. So
definitely. You definitely have to know love.
And it comes from different places. Like you said, like the daddy issues and things. Like,
sometimes you don't even realize you have those issues until you're older and you just start to see stuff. My sister, she's in college and she's, like, in her senior year in college, and she started therapy. And because a lot of things are going on, you know, mentally and all that stuff, and she goes to her therapist and they just study talking about my dad. And I'm like, she didn't even know she had these problems, daddy issues. But it's not until you really step back and look, oh man, or when you realize when you were younger and all these older men try to talk to you, you realize, wait, were they manipulating me at the time? You start to realize it wasn't really like a relationship, was it? Because if these grown men are talking to me my age, there's plenty of women their age they could be talking to. What's wrong with the people their age? And we just start to realize things.
My grandpa says that he is big. He'd be like, none of your relations are going to work. He said the first three are not going to work. So don't even, he's like, when you get in your relationship, don't be thinking you all in love. He's like, it's not going to work out. I'm just letting you know now. I was like, what? I was like, but people fall in love with their high school sweethearts.
Yeah, that's what I said. Until we're going to be together forever.
Right.
So. Yeah, Zara was telling me, like, every year, she would go into, like, a new school, and she would be like, oh, let's see who my boyfriend's going to be here. I can't wait to meet the love of my life.
Elementary school, that's how it was. I was like, middle school,
elementary.
Man. Yeah, middle school. When I get to middle school, man, oh, the boys going to be looking at me. And no boys was looking at me. And I didn't care. And then high school came around, yeah, he going to be carrying my books to class.
Seriously, with the book, well, that did happen once, but, like, you don't see it as much as you would think. As you see it in movies, people carrying the books. Oh, hey,
First of all, you're gonna be late to class.
Right? In high school, why are you doing this?
High school relationships, you late to class every day. Yeah. Every time y'all see each other in the hallway, a kiss and a hug. Like, I don't understand it. Like, you're not gonna see each other after school.
PDA makes me so angry sometimes.
Really?
It's just like,
angry a lot.
Yeah, no, I just feel so uncomfortable. Like, okay, like a little peck is okay. A little, you know, a little hug. Like, we could cuddle up or whatever. But don't be trying to make out with me when there's people walking down the hallway. And
excuse me, I gotta get to my locker real quick.
Yeah. That's the matter.
Oh, then y'all would have hated me in college. I mean, high school, because I was PDA queen.
I do PDA too. I'm not even gonna lie.
What?
I don't think if I'm doing it, I'm not thinking about anybody around me. I'm not assuming anyone's looking at me.
Right.
Because why are you, like, looking?
Why are you worried about it?
I'm trying to make up with my boyfriend. Why are you
right? This is our business.
Right now, like, I'm a very sweet person. Like, I would do that in public. Kiss
all the time.
I just
like my privacy.
Yeah, I just can't do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But the crazy thing is, I like people who are private. Like, it's so weird because people who are like me, I'm like, I love y'all too. But then I meet people who are private, and I'm like, oh, this is what the other side of life is about. Because I am, I'm a like social butterfly and I'm a free spirit. And I'll tell people like, I'm very transparent. I'm honest. I'm letting you know all my business. And then people at me, they're like, no, please don't tell my business. Don't say nothing. Like my friends right now, I'm like, why are you telling everybody what we do? But I'm like, I'm just like, who cares? My mom and my dad, we like all best friends. And they know literally everything about me. So I tell people, like, I'm not going to lie to you. My mom ain't going to beat me for it because she know everything. So I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm an open book. I even tell my mom sometimes, like, are you okay if I tell people this? Because, you know, I'm crazy. And she just be like, it's your life. Do what you want to do. So I'm like, public display of affection, please give it to me. Yeah. If you don't, I'm going to be like, what's wrong with you?
Like, why aren't you, you don't want everybody to see me kiss you?
Are you hiding me?
And sometimes when we meet those private people, when we're so different, it kind of makes us, when you're young, it kind of makes you a little confused. Like, maybe should I be more private? But really, if you're just the way you are, accept it. Just because she says she doesn't like PDA, you're sitting over here, maybe I should not like, but I do. PDA, I don't care.
Right.
So we just have to accept ourselves.
Yeah, accept our differences.
That's hard too. Like that's understanding hard. Like how people show affection, like the differences. Mm-hmm. And like how can that either make or break a friendship or a relationship? Like I know, especially like I've heard that, like with my conversation with even with Zara or Anasia or even other friends, like hearing about their specific relationships and stuff like that, and like having that other person not show them the care that they feel like they need. So how do you think we should deal with that? Like you feel, you know that the person cares about you, but you don't feel it in the way that you think you deserve.
So five love languages, y'all. And I think as friends, you should look up your five love languages. So it's books written on this. This is why I love psychology. But yeah, you guys can read up on it, figure it out. Like sometimes your love is like spending time or materialistic things or words of affirmations. So I think people have to learn what they need to in order to like be in a relationship. Relationships are hard work. Whether you're a friend, a mom, a dad, a brother, sister, whatever, like you have to really cater and nurture that relationship. And I think the five love languages kind of assist us with that.
Really?
And I think when you realize like what you want and what you need, it's like if that person is really just not doing anything like that, I think that the best way is to just leave. Sometimes you just have to leave. And that's really hard sometimes, but
I have healthy communications. I think communication can solve all issues.
For sure.
Well, that's because we're broken inside.
I think, let's say if me, for example, I'm not really affectionate unless I really, really like you. So if somebody's telling me, like a lot of guys say, it feels like we're just friends. Like, you don't really show me that you like me, blah, blah, blah. And it's, I do like you, but I can't, like it's hard for me to show you that I like you. And a lot of guys think that we're friends just because I'm not having sex with them. That's another problem. So I think that if someone, if you feel like you need a certain type of affection and you're not getting it, I think like Zara said, you should just leave, because you're going to be keep, oh man, I wish you would do this. I wish this, I wish that. And you're not going to get it because the person just can't do it. Like
it's that, like it's that self-blaming thing that I was and, like, questioning yourself and being like, hey, am I good enough? Or what's wrong with me? Why doesn't this person want to hug me all the time or show me this type of love? And it's not that. It's not that at all. Like, you should always try to – it's a positive thing. Like, go in your head and really think about yourself and what you have to offer and really just sit down and say, no, I'm amazing. I'm the bomb. There's something that you – you know, not necessarily wrong with you, but it's just we just won't mesh in that way. And that's okay. So – I think that was one of the biggest things that even like high schoolers or even myself had to learn, is that not everyone is going to fit your mold. Not everyone is going to be able to mesh well with you. And that's perfectly okay. There's so many people in the universe, so many fish in the sea. So like high school isn't it.
College, y'all. Even after college, I'm telling you, I would definitely say young women, do not try to get in relationships now. Like, don't get me wrong. I think high school sweetheart love is amazing. But live your best life. There's, when you go to college, you got spring break, you got Miami, you got, like, you just have so much. Like, I love traveling. My friends and I, we do like 3 trips a year. Like, it's so many men in this world.
So many men
women, whoever you are, like, you have so much, it's so much, and you will meet somebody that's going to be exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, I truly believe that, like, don't settle ever, ever. Don't settle.
I've always been in, I never been in a relationship where I never had to, like, ask what I needed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, tell a person, this is how I want you to be. No one ever comes already being what I want them to be. I don't want to ask, hey, do you like my hair? Or do you like my dress? You should know what to say to me to make me feel good, because I already know. I feel like it's harder if you already know, like, hey, I'm a badass, you know. You already know I'm bad. I know I'm bad. So you can tell me I'm beautiful, but I already know I'm beautiful. But sometimes you just need the
reassurance.
Yeah, yeah, you want to hear it.
You want to hear it.
Yeah, especially like if you put this dress on, oh, he's going to like this. Mm-hmm. And I put it on, you don't even say that.
Yeah,
like,
nonchalant ass niggas need to go away. Like,
toxic.
Don't be nonchalant with me.
Right. I think that's also, that's part of showing affection.
Yeah.
And just knowing, yeah, because you want me to pipe you up. Mm-hmm. You don't want me to, you know. Mm-hmm.
I'm a good girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. Good, right, Patience?
You're a good girlfriend.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes, I'm a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm
married.
Yeah, we're married.
Right, that's the side job.
Oh, that's the side job. Dang.
That's what it is.
No, but like you said, you're a good girlfriend. I think you deserve a good man. You know, like, good people around you. And I think as women, because we're natural nurturers and we want companionship, we settle for anything. We'll be like, let's give him one more chance.
Yeah, he might have some mental issues, but like, he's still cute.
Yeah,
right.
He's so broken. But you don't have to fix nobody. Mm-mm. I feel like a lot of, like, Black women love. They know how to love in a really dangerous way. And sometimes we just, like, be fixing these men. And we don't have to do any of that. If he's broken, he's just going to have to fix himself, honestly. Like,
yeah. Michelle Obama said, stop coddling these men. Please.
On the topic of, like, friendships, I feel like the most healthy relationships with, like, you know, your relationship partner. I think that most people don't build a friendship first before they get into a relationship. Mm-hmm. We talking, but we not really talking. We just get to know, like, oh,
what's your favorite color?
Are you a virgin? Like, we're not really talking.
Mm-hmm.
When you're first date, you're not really talking. Right. You're just mini dating.
That's why I have, like, these 5 questions that I ask people when I date them or anything. I'm like, your religious status, like, are you spiritual or religious? Like, your relationship with your family, how did you know love? And then I'm always, like, just trying to get inside their head, like, how did you know love and what did your parents teach you? Because I definitely think that, like, as people we have, like, learned behaviors, right? And I think that, like, in order for us to be in healthy relationships, we look at our parents and see what kind of relationship they're in. And if we don't have, like, a healthy example, then we just kind of, like, create that cycle and it continues to happen. Mm-hmm. And then you get into a relationship and it's just like your mom and dad. Like, I was married and so I just recently got divorced. And my dad used to say, he reminds me so much of you and of myself and your mom. And I had to think about our relationship after we divorced. And I'm like, yeah, and it was toxic. Like, you and my mom, like,
right.
Like, bye. So I had to, you know, I'm in therapy now and I talk to my therapist every day. Like, what did I do wrong? And he's always like, you know, try to figure out what you can learn from that relationship. But in all honesty, it's really because people are broken. Like, my ex-husband's, his family, like, they divorced at 7 and, they never really, like, fought to be together, where my family, like, they stayed married for 25 years and they fought to be together. So in our relationship, he will run away and I'm fighting, like, let's make this work. And he's like, no, I learned to run. And so we would bump heads. And I think that, I know, like, you guys are all young, but as you get older, you have to really think about, like, their past, because we are all affected by our past, right? And then we all will just kind of, like, I don't want to keep putting you on the spot about the daddy issues, but I kind of had daddy issues. And I just always said, like, until I really understand, like, the daddy issues, I'm never going to be able to be with a man, like, wholeheartedly, because I'm still carrying that pain of, like, these people betraying me. So I just really think, like, now nobody can have a real relationship at 18. I don't want to say that to people because I know they're like, I'm in love. You can't, because you don't know yourself. Like, you're still growing. I don't even think we really know ourselves until we're, like, 24. Because your executive function is still
developing.
Yeah, it doesn't fully develop until like 24. So
I like those questions that you ask at first, because
that's what I'm saying.
I feel like that makes weak men run away. Like if a weak man sees a strong woman, that makes them like go away. If a guy really wants you and you're asking all those questions, you shouldn't be running away, because you know you got it. Like when I have my natural hair, guys run away.
Really?
They hate natural hair, actually. Because it looks like, oh, that's a woke girl. She's a poet. Yeah. I don't want no poet. I want somebody who don't really know about herself.
Instagram model.
Yeah, like an Instagram type of model.
Get your hair done.
Yeah. This is it. What you need, baby? This is it.
I did a social experiment, like, with the natural hair, and I would wear, like, my natural hair and dress, like, in, like, loose fit clothes, and then you would get a different man. So I usually attract older men when I dress like that. But when I wear, like, form-fitting and, form-fitting and, like, weave and my hair straight, then you get, like, the younger men who are, like, into, like, the I'm a rapper, I'm this, I'm that.
The SoundCloud.
Yes, exactly. And you're just like, do they really like me, or do they just like what I represent at this moment? And I think that's what it is. And it sucks that natural hair means woke. How about it just mean I love myself?
I just like.
Like, this is my hair. You know, just like the white girl, she wake up, she wash her hair, she walk out the house. Why do I gotta straighten my hair? Why do I gotta put a wig on my hair for me to be a bad joint?
I'm bad like this. No. Yeah.
See, that's why I could never, like, if anybody ever just walked up to me on the street trying to come at me or say, hey, can I get your number? Or, yo, let me talk to you real quick. I'll never respond. I'll never entertain it, because the only reason why you're entertaining me right now is because of what you see.
Yeah.
And that's, what is that gonna do for me at the end of the day? Like, I'm not gonna put myself in a situation to be with someone that I have no idea about. Like, I'm not going to start texting you out of the blue just because you gave me some attention.
Right.
And that's why, back to what you were saying about you have to be friends first. I think the best relationships that I've ever had were because I was friends with that person first. And that's really the key. Yeah. So,
yeah.
We're going to wrap this up. You guys were so amazing.
This was fun.
It was fun. It felt like a regular conversation. Mm-hmm. I really liked that. Oh. I wouldn't have been able to do this without you guys.
Aww. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So any last comments, any last advice?
Yes. Go ahead. And I think you should just really figure out who you are before you try to invest your, you know what? I see so many girls try to, oh, I need a boyfriend, or boys, I need a girlfriend. I'm so lonely. But it's like, you shouldn't be lonely. Like, there's a difference between being alone and lonely. And if you're lonely, you need to figure out who you are. Because why are you lonely? Like, you can be alone and be perfectly fine. So just figure out who you are before you try to involve someone else in your life. Because then, you know, hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
Now you're hurting someone else because you haven't figured out who you are. So just get it together.
I need me a little baby who gonna listen.
That is sweet.
So what I have to say is, what do I have to say? Go on. You go. Commit to me.
So I would say, sister, just take a trip to Barnes & Noble, okay? Like, when you are alone or you're struggling with, like, some things, or you don't even have anybody to talk to, you just need some advice, go down to, if you're in, we're in the Philadelphia area, go down, get some macaroons. That's what I like to do. Just go to Barnes & Noble and then look at the self-help books and, like, really read. Just take a minute to read through a lot of stuff. There's so much resources out there for teens or even young adults to, like, just literally read. I have so many books now. One from Alex Wolf on how to build an audience. One that's just saying, like, how to stop doubting yourself. Things like that. Like, that could really help you, especially if you don't feel like you have any other resources outside of people. Yeah.
Well, I would say, forget love and secure the bag.
Get that money.
That's all I care about.
When you have a job and you're focusing on something and you have, like, a business, like, it really makes you focus. I would say, like, get to the bag, go to the gym, do something, because I've been going through, like, a really bad breakup, 18-year-old stuff. But, you know, I have a job now, and I don't think about him half the time when I'm giving people orders and their food. So just get a bag And don't always expect everything from everyone. When you go into a relationship, when you go into anything, don't expect anything to go your way. Mm. Just go with an open mind and keep your guard up, to be honest, because it's dangerous out here.
Mm. In these streets.
These niggas are crazy. I'm telling you.
It's some good men out there, y'all.
There is.
Some really good men.
I kind of disagree. I feel like you shouldn't just be a busybody so that you can forget about something, because then you're going to find yourself 3 a.m. in the morning crying 3 months later.
I don't
about
cry
this.
At 3 a.m. I cry in the morning.
Like, you're going to find yourself hurting other people because you never figured out what was really going on inside of you because, oh, well, let me just go to the gym and not think about this person. Like, you should actually think about what's going on.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I definitely say secure your bag, but it's investing yourself.
Oh,
and I
sure.
think securing my bag is investing in me. Like you said, going to the gym, now I'm about to be on my best body behavior. Like, I'm about to have my bank account good. Like, you know, I just think, like, there's this thing, I don't know if you guys are religious, but Michael Todd, he has this YouTube thing and it's called like Relationship Goals. And he says, like, when a woman is on her stuff, right, and she's investing in her, then a man that is supposed to be with you, like, because it says, like, a man finds a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it said that when a man wants you and they see you on your stuff and he's a good man for you, he's going to come get you.
Yep.
But as a woman, focus on securing your bag and doing what you got to do, because at the end of the day, like, that man is supposed to come get you. You're not supposed to go get that man.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great – I actually agree with, like, the – F with me and get some money, because because no, at the end of the day, putting work towards yourself, it's like the best feeling, because I feel like when we do crave, or like when we are searching so heavily for like that partner, is because we're missing something within ourselves. So if you're really putting that work towards yourself and you feel like just joy and success and I don't know that word, just like satisfaction, just for like being able to persevere for yourself, then you can include somebody else in it.
I agree with what you said.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't suppress.
Yeah, I'm going to start working a little bit, like, thinking about the things that bother me about my past, because I'm a poet, and so I write.
For sure.
And I have, like, literally 3 poems started, and I can't finish them. Every time I go back to them, I just can't finish them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so hard, but every day I get, like, a line and shit. I can't think about it no more. And I just do it the next day, shit. So I'm going to really...
Yeah, some good friends right here. That's
they
how I like.
Are.
Some really good friends.
So, yeah, even Jasmine at the event yesterday was telling me, like, the power of writing. And,
yes.
And she says she wakes up every morning and takes 10 minutes to literally, before she goes on her phone, before she does anything, before she even gets out of bed, literally take a time to just, like, write, like, 3 pages of just whatever she's thinking, like, a flow, conscious, like, just write whatever comes
really
to mind.
It does. It gets everything out, like.
Once you get that poem finished, I can't even go back to this anymore. It's finished. I'm done with this. And, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed
it. Yes, it was beautiful. Yep. So, we're done for today. Oh, you've had an also? You could say it.
Also, subscribe to my channel, Zara Ba, and follow me on Instagram, @1Zara_Zara, just like the store spelled.
Beautiful.
Yes, Anasia on YouTube, Anasia LYALE. And on Instagram, it's the same thing. Go ahead and subscribe, follow me if you like what you hear.
Well, I'll say the same thing. Just go to my Instagram @Christian, just like the religion, Lachanae, and that's LACHANEA.
Yes, I just want to thank everyone so much for coming today. I want to thank everyone, the listeners, for supporting me for the last podcast. That was amazing. I got over 50 listens, and that warms my heart. And I lastly want to thank Christian for coming out to the I Am Project launch event last Saturday, yesterday. Yeah, but this will be posted on Wednesday, so it's like weird. But yeah, that was amazing. It was amazing turnout. Congratulations to everyone that was a part of that event, especially Leslie Williams, the founder. She did an amazing job. Thank you, Reina Lopez, for organizing the event, and Manuel Santiago for being behind the scenes and doing some great work with the fundraising. So that'll be all. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned to the next one.
Bye. Bye.